Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Breidweiser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fortnelis. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Fortnelis. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Fortnelis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Triandos moves to second. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball four. Triandos moves to third. Kell moves to second. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Triandos scores. Kell moves to third. Pilarczyk moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mike Fortnelis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortnelis hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-1 in the game. Mock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pilarczyk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Fornelis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fornelis is 0-for-1 in the game. Fornelis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Klaus moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gardner moves to third. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall moves to second. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mock takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Pearsall scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Triandos moves to second. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Breidweiser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Triandos moves to third. Pilarczyk moves to second. Tex Nelson pinch hits for Mike Fortnelis. Tex Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Triandos scores. Pilarczyk moves to third. Breidweiser moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill White now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. White reaches second base with a double. Klaus scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Vernon moves to third. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vernon scores. Jensen moves to second. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. White takes first base on ball 4. Jensen scores. Malzone moves to third. Klaus moves to second. It's 12-3, Red Sox. Art Houdeman now pitching. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up towards short. Breidweiser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Hale pinch hits for Bob Boyd. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Francona reaches second base with a double. Hale moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to third for the out. Hale scores. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. It's 12-4, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Klaus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hale now playing first base. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Wayne Causey now playing third base. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mauch hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing second base. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Breidweiser hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to third. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. It's 13-4, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. White strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-4 in the game. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Sisler moves to second. It's 14-4, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk, who is chasing the ball. Lepsio reaches third base with a triple. Sisler scores. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's 16-4, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-4 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Francona moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale tags and scores. Two outs. It's 16-5, Red Sox. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 16, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.